Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 598. Bro, do you even floss? Part 2 by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. A very happy Halloween to you, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 598. Now, how ironic that we're going to start talking about Miss Fanouni's dental hygiene on Halloween, probably the biggest candy day of the year. I don't know if there are any data to support it. I have yet to look that up. But I'm willing to guess that today has probably the highest average candy consumption across all age groups than any other day throughout the year. But of course, dental hygiene is not the only thing we're going to talk about today. So let's hear from Ms. Fanouni, get right to part 2 of her post, and continue optimizing your life. Bro, do you even floss? Part 2 by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. What I want to share with you today isn't actually my thoughts on dental hygiene, although I do think you should floss every day as well. Obviously, I'm a convert now. What I really want to talk about is the art of forming habits. There are a few key reasons why I was able to commit to this new habit, and some specific mindset strategies that will help me continue to sustain it. Reason number 1, I made a decision to focus on one thing. When I decided to commit to a flossing routine, I was already automatically brushing my teeth after my morning coffee and before bed. I have solid AM-PM routines that include skincare, dental care, and mental care, like reading and meditation. I didn't suddenly try to do all those things at once. Those things are already habits. Instead, I focused on adding just one small habit to my routine. Just one. This means that rather than expanding a ton of mental energy on several tasks, I narrowed my focus and was able to expend just a small amount of energy towards flossing. Often when we make a choice to cultivate positive change, we try to do all the things, all the time. We go full speed ahead for a few days, maybe even a week or a month, and then, inevitably, we revert back to old habits. It's too much mental energy, too much physical energy, too much to remember. And if we try to do all the things, and one day we forget to or decide to just skip one of those things, one by one, the dominoes fall. Before we know it, we've ended up right where we started. Choosing to either add one habit or subtract one habit is the key to being able to stick to it. It is important to note, however, that should you decide to subtract something negative, it does help to simultaneously add something positive. Reason number 2, I made it easy on myself. I bought a new toothbrush I was excited to use, K kept floss in my purse and set up all my dental care products on my sink instead of in a drawer. Everything I needed was in plain sight. Essentially, I made the process as easy on myself as possible. Before, our second-rate dental picks were in a bathroom drawer. It doesn't seem like much, but not having to look right at them every time I was in the bathroom was all it took for me to forget they even existed. When trying to adopt a new habit, such as morning workouts or Sunday meal prep, make it as easy on yourself as possible, the path of least resistance. The less mental energy you have to expend, the more likely you'll be able to complete the task. If you want to work out in the morning, set your gym clothes out the night before. Choose a gym that is very close to your house. Enlist a friend to come with you or hold you accountable. Pick a workout that you actually enjoy, something you can look forward to. If you want to start a weekly meal prep, start small with just preparing the protein in advance. Buy prepackaged, pre-cut, pre-washed veggies. Make simple meals. Get a cute new lunchbox or bento box that you look forward to packing. Make the entire process as easy on yourself as possible, and you will ensure success. Reason number 3, I had a powerful why. You guys, I don't want cavities. I really don't. I don't want to have to spend more time in the dentist chair than is necessary. And I don't want the inconvenience of having to go in for multiple visits to fill cavities. Furthermore, I don't want to end up like my parents, needing root canals and false teeth. I don't want to end up needing a ton of dental work in the future and wasting time and money on something that could have been prevented. No, thank you. My previous dentist told me everything was A-okay. This new guy laid it out for me. If you don't start flossing, you will need fillings the next time I see you. I really don't want that. So I made saving my valuable time my why. Time is our only non-renewable resource, and I prefer to spend mine doing fun activities with my family or enriching my life with exercise, books, and travel. If I could spend just a few minutes a day to spare myself a big headache in the future, I was willing to do that. Think about your why. Why do you want to start exercising? Why do you want to eat more veggies or protein? Why do you want to work harder in your profession? If the motivating factor is money or fat loss, you likely won't get very far. While they do seem like the obvious choices, they aren't very powerful or sustainable motivators. Now, you want to lose weight so that you play with your kids. You want to stay healthy so you can live a long life. You want to get in better shape in order to run a race or climb a mountain. Those are powerful whys. You want to make more money so you can travel, buy a boat and have adventures with your family, put away a savings to pay for college or ensure retirement. Powerful whys. Think about your why. If it's just money or pounds lost, it's not going to cut it. You need to dig deep and find the real why. Or, as best-selling author Sean Acor calls it, your meaning markers. And reason number 4, I envisioned the end game. I don't like losing. If I can be honest, I'm actually incredibly competitive. But I'm the type of competitive person that says things like, oh, I'm not really that competitive. So when I decide to do something, I am determined to win. Obviously, winning doesn't necessarily mean that other people lose, especially as it pertains to flossing. Hey, everybody wins in that case. But I still like winning. Who doesn't like winning? When it comes to developing new habits like flossing or getting to yoga class twice a week or cutting out bad habits like mindless snacking, I envision how I'll feel when those things come to fruition. I love that feeling of accomplishment and progress. I feel like I've conquered something within myself that was keeping me from living my happiest, most productive life. Instead of thinking about how hard it's going to be, I think about how amazing I'm going to feel when it all comes together. When I feel like skipping out on flossing my teeth, I think about sitting in that chair in 6 months, beaming with pride. I think about the fact that if I do this, I won't be floss shamed again. I'll be a floss boss, if you will. The end game is important. If we can't envision a positive outcome, we'll be far less likely to stick to the task and be consistent with our habits. See yourself at the finish line. Really see it and feel it. What does it look like? How do you feel? Keep that feeling in mind as you work to develop your new habit. Whether you're trying to add a new habit, such as exercise daily, eat more salads, drink more water, stretch, prep your meals, or subtract a bad habit like drinking soda, eating junk food, watching too much TV, snacking after dinner, skipping workouts, you can benefit from these strategies. First, make sure you don't try to commit to too much at once. Second, make the process as easy as possible. Use the path of least resistance and expend as little mental energy as possible. Third, find your why and remember it throughout the process. And lastly, envision yourself at the finish line. Think about how accomplished and proud you'll feel and how much developing this new habit is going to transform your life. Oh, and also, floss your teeth. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Bro, Do You Even Floss? By Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil again here. So earlier this week, we were talking about mindfulness. The beauty of Ms. Fanouni's recommendations here are they actually incorporate little bits of mindfulness, little bits of removing some of those barriers that we always talk about on this show, and of course, goal setting. Something that Ms. Fanouni and I completely agree on is that when you're trying to change a habit, focus on one thing, maybe one or two things most at a time, and then make that one thing as simple as possible. By focusing on just one thing, you become mindful of it. You're taking control over that one habit. Ms. Fanouni mentioned, imagine yourself at the finish line. That's your goal. That's your ultimate goal. Imagine what that's going to feel like. Have that goal in mind. And then, of course, be sure you have the tools needed to achieve your goal. Ms. Fanouni said she had to go out and buy floss if she wanted to start flossing and stick with it. Not only that, but she made sure the floss was in plain sight. It wasn't tucked away in a drawer. It was a constant reminder that she needs to do this behavior. And she kind of anchored that behavior to something she's already doing. She already knew she was brushing at very specific moments each day. She just needed to add that one extra behavior, flossing, to what she was already doing. And if flossing your entire mouth, let's say, is just too intimidating and you don't really want to do it, then make a goal to floss just one tooth. That's it. You stop after just one tooth. Do that for a few days, a week, a month, whatever. Just floss one tooth and make that a habit. And if I had to predict the future, I have a feeling you'll end up flossing more than just one tooth at some point. That's the genius behind it. And the last thing I'll say is about asking the why. This is something I talk with my students about all the time. I lead a Master of Science degree in nutrition, and it's really rigorous. Sometimes, well, I know from experience being a longtime student myself, that we often ask ourselves, why am I putting myself through this? Why am I stressing myself out to get this degree? Well, what I tell my students is when that happens, when you ask yourself, why am I doing this? You better have an answer. No one's forcing you to be here. No one's forcing you to sit in class. You came here voluntarily. Why is that? So why are you changing your behaviors? Why are you listening to this show? There's always a reason. Don't forget about that. Write it down if you have to, because that will keep you going. That'll get you to push through some of those plateaus and barriers that you might encounter. All right, that's enough out of me. Before I go, just a quick reminder that we give away books to random people on our mailing list on the first of every month, which is tomorrow. So if you want to be a part of that for free, plus get some free spreadsheet tools from us to help you optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter before the end of the day today. Again, that can be found at oldpodcast.com, and it's totally free to join. All right, I hope you're having a great week so far. Thank you, as always, for listening. I hope you have a very happy and safe Halloween. Candy in moderation. It's all good. I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.